Sometimes you have to believe to see. Sometimes you have to make the decree. Sometimes you have to simply agree that what God has declared is true. God told Abraham to take his only son, go up to the land of Moriah, take it up for him as a burnt offering on a mountain, which I will show you. Sometimes you have to believe to see. Sometimes you have to make a decree. Sometimes you have to simply agree that what God has declared is true. Abraham rose early and saddled his donkey and took two young men and Isaac his son. And on the third day Abraham opened his eyes and saw the mountain from a distance. Abraham took some wood for a burnt offering. He laid it upon Isaac's shoulders. They took in his hand some fire and a knife, and the father and son walked up together. Sometimes you have to believe to see. Sometimes you have to make a decree. Sometimes you have to simply agree that what God has declared is true. And Isaac spoke to Abraham, questioning his father. He said, behold, we have some fire and some wood, I see that something must be missing. Where is the lamb that's for the burnt offering? Abraham said to Isaac, God will see for himself a lamb for the burnt offering, my son. Then Abraham built an altar, and he bound up his son, and laid him on the altar of fire and wood. Sometimes you have to believe to see. Sometimes you gotta make a decree. Sometimes you have to simply agree what God has declared is true. Abraham took the knife to slay his only son, but an angel called out to him. He called out to Abraham, don't kill your son. God now knows that you will reverence him. Now when the story is buried, a lesson about this man's unfailing faith in God. And like God, he was willing to sacrifice his son. Through
this test God saw Abraham believe. Well, sometimes you have to believe to see, and sometimes you got to make a decree, and sometimes you have to simply agree that what God has declared is true. Sometimes you have to simply agree that what God has declared is true.